This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 129. TOEFL expert Bruce Sterling on how to get a high score on the exam.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck, coming to you from Portland and Boston, USA.
TOEFL expert Bruce Sterling shares top tips for passing the TOEFL exam with flying colors. This is one of the toughest English tests out there, so if this is in your future, you must listen to today's episode.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Aubrey, I gotta say, you and I are IELTS experts. I was an examiner for 14 years. You have been examining for us for how many years now?
Yeah, almost three.
Yeah.
Going 3 years.
So yeah. We are definitely the IELTS pros, but what we're not pros at is TOEFL. That's why we have a TOEFL expert today, guys, because we know that some of you need to take the American version of IELTS, as I think about it, the TOEFL IBT exam.
Yes. And TOEFL, yeah, it's for everyone who wants to study in an American university. But it is good to know that almost all of them accept IELTS as well.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. However, I know some schools have preferences. So if you are choosing to take this exam, guys, the TOEFL exam, we have some tips for you today from Bruce Sterling. And what's really cool about Bruce is that he actually took TOEFL himself, just like us really taking IELTS exams. Mm-hmm. He took TOEFL himself and then he wrote 4 books on how to pass this very tough exam. So our first question for Bruce is this. What separates students who get high scores on the exam from those who don't?
Those who get high scores tend to have taken courses, have bought TOEFL books, and have prepared a lot. And by preparing, they take the TOEFL test and there are no surprises. They know exactly what to expect. And they know how to manage their time because TOEFL is 4 hours long. Mm-hmm. So they know what to expect. There are no surprises. And they're excellent time managers. And by doing that, ultimately, they should get a high TOEFL score. Also, they understand that TOEFL is not really a vocabulary test. Mm-hmm. TOEFL is an argument-based test. So those who get high scores know how to develop and analyze not only reading arguments in the reading section and verbal arguments, kind of like lectures in the listening section. They can also deliver verbal arguments in the speaking section, and they know how to write arguments, which is the writing section. So those who get high scores, those who really get high scores, understand argument development and analysis and have the ability to manage their time. So it's quite a lot, but that's really what divides high scores from low scores.
Okay, that sounds really hard. Like this sounds a lot harder than IELTS. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't see how you could do well on TOEFL without a lot of preparation. And yes, you have to prepare for IELTS too, but this sounds like a bigger time commitment.
Yeah.
You have to be really serious about your preparation here.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, no matter which test you're preparing for, guys, you have to develop time management skills and strategies.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. These skills might be slightly different from test to test, right? Like when to do these certain skills, the timing might change. You have to talk for 2 minutes. You have to think for 5 minutes. I don't know. Like the timing might be different, but just these two things, you must prepare for every exam. And here's the thing as well. You have to practice that timing over and over again before test day.
Yeah, I like how he says well-prepared students have no surprises on test day.
Totally.
You have to really know what this specific exam wants you to do in each skill, listening, reading, writing, and speaking.
Exactly, exactly. So that all is the same no matter which test you are doing, IELTS, TOEFL, what have you. The second point, though, as I said, we are not TOEFL experts, and this is not something that comes up on IELTS at all. So he talks about the need to understand and express arguments. Now, we do this in writing task 2 on IELTS, mm-hmm. but this is different on TOEFL, right? This idea of arguments is seen throughout the reading test. It is seen in the way you respond to speaking questions, like you have to read things and then respond against them, respond to them. I couldn't think of the preposition. Respond to them out loud, right? In an argument format. So if you were just to hear that, this need to express arguments, like what do you think that would mean?
Well, it sounds to me like the different skills are blended much more, right?
Exactly.
You have to like understand this reading passage that is an argument and then analyze that and write something about it or make a verbal argument. They're crossing over so much more, which is much harder than IELTS, where these skills are a little more in a vacuum.
Exactly, exactly. Bruce told us that he's known students who are fluent or near fluent in English, and so they decided to take TOEFL without preparing, and they did not do well. And of course, that's the same for IELTS, guys. When I was still an examiner, I had natives come take the test, and they still didn't get nines, and sometimes not even eights, guys. Sometimes these natives got sevens because they didn't know what was needed in speaking and writing. So it doesn't matter, guys, how fluent you think you are, or in fact you are. You still need to study the preparation skills for these exams, guys. Of course, I mean, you need fluency. You need impressive vocabulary, yes. Mm-hmm. But as Bruce says, you need to understand and express arguments if you're going to do well on TOEFL.
Yep, you're going to have to be able to identify opinions, analyze arguments, and then respond to those arguments. So this is definitely higher level thinking.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. This isn't daily English here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get to Bruce's second tip for TOEFL.
Being able to argue verbally and in writing within a prescribed time period is really, that's really something you cannot learn on your own. If you're studying at home, nothing will prepare you for that. That's why I really suggest taking classes, because you'll learn time management. Yeah, and you can see other people doing it, and it's fun too.
All right, Aubrey, what do you think about that? Do you think that people have to attend classes in person to learn how to argue verbally and in writing?
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, definitely not. These days with online learning, you can definitely get the same skills without that classroom environment. But
I agree. Yeah.
I do think he's right about not being able to teach yourself this type of academic communication.
Definitely, definitely. You can't. We've had so many students come to us with high IELTS scores in every section except for writing, right? Because learning how to form arguments in writing in a direct way, in an organized way, in a high level way, that's not something that you probably learned in your first language. And it's definitely not something you can just understand on your own by reading a sample essay, for example, right? These are skills that you really do need someone to teach you.
Yeah, this is also true for IELTS writing. You know, it's impossible to just sit down and write an IELTS essay and understand the scoring system and know what the examiner's looking for in each scoring system, in each scoring section, right?
Exactly.
This takes specific preparation. It's vital to get feedback on your essay so you know you're getting that 7 or higher you need. Just like TOEFL, it takes a lot of preparation.
Yeah, for sure. So this is true for both tests, guys. It's not so much about the ideas themselves, but it's how you communicate them and organize them, right? Those are the two things that take a lot of practice. How specific do we get? You know, how do we link these sentences together? So those are the things that take a lot of practice, guys. All right, so finally, what does Bruce say when students ask him what the secret is to TOEFL success?
There's no secret formula. There's no magic bullet. And it's really basically what we've been talking about. The secret to TOEFL success, the secret to getting a high score, is being able to write, in this case, an independent essay. In my experience as a TOEFL teacher, if the TOEFL test taker can write a good independent essay, that will give them a foundation for argument development and analysis, which they can apply to all other sections of the TOEFL test.
So that is a very interesting view. Learning these writing skills, right, these academic argument skills, are useful for all other parts of the test. What do you think? Do you think this is a good first skill to develop? Like, should this be the first thing I do as a TOEFL or IELTS student, learning how to write an independent essay or an argumentative essay?
Yeah, this really makes sense because it's the most difficult part for a lot of people. Learning to do that teaches you these transitions, the organization, vocabulary, a lot of what's going to transfer to the speaking exam for IELTS, and it's going to help you understand the reading passages more.
Totally.
So yes, it builds up all of your skills.
Yeah, I agree. I like starting here with our study plans. And Bruce also reminded us that your ultimate scores, guys, on TOEFL and IELTS, it's not just about vocabulary, because we know a lot of students just focus on that because it's easy, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you memorize a list of 500 academic words, it won't help you. It's not going to increase your scores at all. We don't communicate in individual words, okay? So yes, that advice is great for both exams. Okay, let's get to Bruce's last TOEFL tip.
You can be as prepared as possible. You can have all the strategies and all the books, but if you're not confident, you're just going to crash. And I've had a lot of students who have just walked out of the test because the pressure was just, nothing in a book or in a TOEFL class can replicate the pressure of actually going into the test center. And being prepared and knowing argument strategies creates a higher degree of confidence, which is really another key to TOEFL success, just being confident.
Okay, this is so true. I love it. We talk about anti-anxiety a lot over on the IELTS side. This is so true. Confidence is a testing skill.
Yes, no matter what exam you're preparing for, you have to keep in mind the amount of preparation it takes to do well on test day. And the more preparation you put in, the more confident you will be, knowing that you're prepared.
Exactly, guys. You have a lot ahead of you if you are going to take one of these exams, guys. You need to develop skills. You need to learn the test strategies, practice those strategies, and you need to improve your fluency in all 4 English skills. You need to be prepared to do all of these things in a timed environment that is pressure-filled, that is a little bit scary, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so all of this, guys, takes so much practice.
Yes, but it's not all bad news. We know that you can do this, right? You're preparing for this exam. We have seen thousands of students get the scores they need on IELTS. We know it is possible for TOEFL as well, but it does take preparation.
Totally, exactly. So guys, if you are taking TOEFL, you can find Bruce's TOEFL books online from basically anywhere that you buy books online, guys, any booksellers. Just search for Bruce Sterling. That's STIRLING. TOEFL. That's Bruce Sterling TOEFL. All right. Awesome. This was interesting talking about TOEFL today.
Yes. And I'm going to assume you guys know where to find us if you are studying for IELTS. But just in case you don't, check out the IELTS Energy podcast, where you can find Jessica and I every week with lots of tips to help you get the scores you need on IELTS.
Yes. Awesome. Thanks for saying that, Aubrey.
Yeah.
All right. I'll see you on the IELTS side.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.